the FBS, the Forces Station. Hal Stewart here with you. Easy Resettlement, a quarterly magazine that we featured on the programme before, dedicated to helping armed forces leavers make that transition to civilian life. James Atkins is the sales manager, I'm delighted to say, once again on the programme. James, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Hal, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good to have you on again. It's been a little while since we last spoke, but we do like to get regular updates from you when we can. And for those that haven't heard you on before, please can you start by telling me about Easy Resettlement?
Easy Resettlement is an MOD-approved magazine, which is free for everybody, service leavers, veterans alike. It's produced on a quarterly basis, so we have spring, summer, autumn and winter issues, which are distributed by the British Forces Post Office Service, as well as the CTP Resettlement and Education Centres having them as hard copies to give away to people. It's also available online as well, where we share a PDF digital version and also sent through our subscribers list.
One of the things I know we should talk about is in the latest edition, you'll be featuring the award winners of the Employer Recognition Scheme, and you've also been given your own award. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we have indeed. Since probably 2015, I think it was, we highlighted some of the good news stories, because often you hear news stories about the armed forces and about veterans and service leavers struggling making the transition when they leave, which obviously does happen, and we're fully aware of that and want to try and help as much as we can. And we've been focusing on some positive stories. So the Gold Award winners are companies that have gone above and beyond in actually actively helping support, employ ex-regulars, veterans, reservists, the cadet force. Since featuring those winners, we've since received a Silver Award ourselves.
Congratulations, James. That is absolutely fantastic. Tell me about the other publications that are relevant to our audience that you're also behind.
Yeah, we've produced a directory of boarding schools, which again is to help service parents find a boarding school for their children, because obviously we know that it can be difficult for children who will be moved around as they have to follow in their parents, depending where they're stationed. So there's information in the directory about the continuing education allowance, and we've also produced the very first issue of the Armed Forces Charity Directory. During COVID, which has been difficult for everybody, we've had lots of charities that have got in touch to be featured and to share information in our magazines. A lot of them are obviously struggling to get funding, and with a lot of their regular events and things that have been cancelled due to the pandemic. So we've produced a directory which is sent to all the forces friendly companies that have signed the Armed Forces Covenant, also those that have achieved the Bronze, Silver and Gold Award recognition for the Employer Recognition Scheme. And it's really about putting the information to companies about the great work that a lot of the armed forces charities do. Hopefully then some of the companies will take on a charity as their chosen partner and obviously work with them to try and help raise funds. It's just a really good directory, which, as I say, highlights a lot of different charities.
James, where can people head to find out more about anything you've shared today, please?
EasyResettlement.com. From there, you can subscribe for free to the magazine. You can also view the Armed Forces Charity Directory and the boarding schools one on there as well. You'll also see us about on social media as well. So the various tags, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Hopefully people will be able to sort of join up and keep a track of what we're doing.
James Atkins, always a pleasure speaking to you about Easy Resettlement. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you, Hal.